Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We are now at the 11th chapter, actually the 10th chapter and verse 11. We're going to get right into our study. Hope you're enjoying this. We've been here for quite a while, but it's a great study, and I think we're learning a lot from this study in Jeremiah. It seems to be something that it just keeps on giving us something new just about every day. So let's go ahead and get right into our study. In verse 11, "Thus you shall say to them, the gods that did not make the heavens and the earth will perish from the earth and from under the heavens. It is he who made the earth by his power." Remember that. What a powerful statement that it wasn't the Big Bang. It wasn't something that just fell into place. It wasn't something that by chance came together in some kind of a concoction in a swamp, made man, and a lizard became a fowl, and a fowl became, these people never cease to amaze me. They believe the most ignorant, foolish, stupid things, these evolutionists, evidently that, I forget which way they went from bird to reptile, reptile to bird, but this, it's the most ridiculous foolishness that I have ever heard. It would take more faith to believe in this stuff than to believe in Almighty God. And that is the truth. It takes 10 times more faith to believe in this Darwinism, this theory of evolution that you came from a reptile to a bird to a bird to a... I can't even imagine this stuff. Begin to believe it takes a lot of faith. And you got to admire these people. They have so much faith in this garbage that came out of a dumpster than they do in the Bible that was written and penned by the Holy Spirit. And that is the truth, folks. That is the truth that we have to realize. Let's read on. "The gods will perish from the earth and under the heavens. It is he who made the earth by his power, who established the world by his wisdom." You know, God established this. It's quite a pattern. It's quite an endeavor to put together the solar system and the earth. Magnetic poles. Everything. It takes a lot of wisdom. You know that? "And by his understanding he has stretched out the heavens." His understanding he stretched out the heavens. "When he utters his voice, there is a tumult of waters in the heavens, and he causes the clouds to ascend from the end of the earth." He causes the clouds to ascend from the end of the earth. "He makes lightning for the rain, brings out the wind from its storehouses. Every man is stupid, devoid of knowledge." And this is the truth. This is one of the most truthful passages in the Bible. "Every man is stupid and devoid of knowledge." This is the absolute truth, folks. If we realize this, maybe we just might get somewhere. But we must realize every man stupid and devoid of knowledge. "Every goldsmith is put to shame by his idols, for his molten images are deceitful." His molten images are deceitful. "And there is no breath in them. They are worthless, a work of mockery. In the time of their punishment, they will perish. The portion of Jacob is not like these, for the maker of all is He, and Israel is the tribe of His inheritance. The Lord of hosts is His name. Pick up your bundle from the ground, you who dwell under siege. For thus says the Lord, behold, I am slinging out the inhabitants of the land at this time, and will cause them distress, that they may be found. Woe is me, because of my iniquity, of my injury. My wound is incurable. But I said, truly, this is a sickness. It is a sickness. Did you know? Sin and unbelief is a sickness. It's a sickness. And everything stems to this sickness. You know that we wonder sometimes about how a person can vote a certain way. It's a sickness. And this is the sickness. The wound is incurable. It's a disease. It's a cancer. You know, when people can vote for abortion and abusing little children and things like this, it is a sickness that goes deep into the heart. It's a sickness. And I must bear it. My tent is destroyed, and all my ropes are broken. My sons have gone from me and are no more. There is no more to stretch out my tent again or set up my curtains. For the shepherds have become stupid. The shepherds have become stupid. This is true. Take a look around. Watch the news for 5 minutes. They have become stupid. And the politicians in this country are among the most ignorant that could ever be. And have not sought the Lord. They haven't sought the Lord. Very few of them do. Very few. They seek their agenda. They seek their own way. Therefore, they have not prospered, and all their flock is scattered. The sound of a report, behold, it comes, a great commotion out of the land of the north, to make the cities of Judah a desolation, a haunt of jackals. I know, O Lord, that a man's way is not in himself. A man's way is not in himself, nor is it in a man who walks to direct his steps. Correct me, O Lord, but with justice, not with your anger, or you will bring me to nothing. Pour out your wrath on the nations that do not know you. You know, this is a good prayer. But he didn't. The nation that knew him was Israel. They were the ones that fell and backslid. Pour out your wrath on the nations that don't know you. Well, the nations that knew him, knew God, were following false gods and false idols. Pour out your wrath on the families that do not call in your name. For they have devoured Jacob. They have devoured him and consumed him and have laid waste his habitation. They've laid waste his habitation. You know, these things that came, it wasn't anything different, really, from today. Not much. Not much is different. This chapter 10, Jeremiah uses the different examples. God's ability to direct lives, to direct even the godless, to perform his will on the people that supposedly supposed to know him, supposed to know God. You know, we're supposed to know God. We pretend to know God. We pretend to be Christians. Pretend to be a Christian nation. But take a look around, folks. This humanism and allowing these different things to happen and go on in our midst, allowing Muslims to build communities of Sharia law, this is out of the pit of hell. You allow the enemy to come in and build up these communities, you're going to have problems. And that's exactly what's happening right now. Take a look at Minnesota or Michigan, Minnesota, these places where the Muslim population has become powerful. They want to build Sharia law. They want to make communities, towns, cities in Texas that are governed completely by Sharia law. Do you think that they believe in Jesus Christ? Not a chance. Do you believe that they believe in our Savior or His blood? Not a chance. They are so much against Christianity, Judaism, and everything we stand for in the Bible. And yet, we wander around aimlessly and allow these things to take place. Do you think God would allow this or say, oh, go ahead and let them come in, let them build their communities and let them take over your, let them be the mayor, the governor, let them be the senators, the congressmen, let them take over your country. Do you think God would be saying that? We are not listening. We're not listening to the voice of God. We are not listening to the voice of Jesus Christ. We're not hearing. Nobody's listening. Nobody's hearing. It's like everybody has gone their own way. And they're doing what's right in their own sight instead of looking into the Bible and saying, this is a contamination, a corruption, a complete perversion from what God had originally planned for His people. We call ourselves a Christian nation, yet we allow the devil to come in and build strongholds within our community, within our cities, within our place. This is not right. This is not right. When you stand by and allow it to come in, you're condoning it. You're admitting, you're allowing it to take place and allowing it to destroy you. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, make us wise. Come into our hearts anew. Let the Holy Spirit flood our souls. Let the Holy Spirit baptize us right now in the name of Jesus. Give us a new light. Let the light of God light up our being and allow the wisdom of God, the power of God to come upon us right now. In Jesus' name, amen. That's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Leave us a message. Leave us an email. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, it's Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.